minutes. I'm going to get out my iPhone, and I'm going to get out my iPad. I don't think that makes me any smarter, but that's what I work off of. I like technology, so I'm really fascinated by it, but it seems like it's always way too out there for me to be able to have a complete understanding of. But one of the things I wanted to do is thank everybody for the opportunity. This was kind of a last-minute thing, but hey, I'm always up for the challenge. There's always challenges in life, and how we react to them and how we take them and hold them and run with them is always an example of our character and who we are. And the Lord has blessed me so much in my life that this isn't just another opportunity for me to share an experience that I had just recently, yesterday, as a matter of fact. As my brother had mentioned, I found out about this at 8 o'clock last night. So I'm going to preach about some of the things that I absorbed yesterday, not water, but there was a lot of that going on. But some of the things I was thinking about while we were out at this place called Sheep's Bridge yesterday, it's in northern Arizona. I know a lot of you are familiar with it and have probably been there and experienced it. But it was a first time for me, and it's really a beautiful place. And I really appreciated being able to take time out of my life and my busy schedule to get away from the city and to go out and experience nature and God's creation and some of the things that you would actually run into 2.5 hours out in the middle of the desert. And it was a very neat experience. And so, you know, when we went out there, there was a young people's group, and I think that everybody had a wonderful time, and I really appreciate the fellowship that we had and experiences that we had together. And, you know, this is a pretty neat bridge here, and they have a little bit of a kind of a background history on it, on a plaque that's mounted just above the east side of the walkway there. It's on the further end, as you guys see. And it's basically a bridge that was designed for the shepherds. There used to be sheep herders here in the early 40s, in the late early 1900s. And they used to have to take the sheep to probably to town to sell them off, to bring them in, to do their business. And they would have them out there in the middle of nowhere to be able to graze and, you know, to raise them out there and to bring them back into the town, into the city, to be able to bring them to market was a pretty big chore, I can imagine, because that country out there by no means is easy to cross. And, you know, just in our little bit of time out there and driving through there, you see that very quickly and how rough it could be. And one of the things that they had to do is actually cross this river here. This is the Verde River, which means green river. As you can see, it was the brown river that day. And nevertheless, it was very refreshing. But it looks like a pretty calm river for the most part. And I was kind of saying, yeah, you know, this would work for a sermon. This is a very good example of, you know, the paths and lives that we come to and the trials that we come to and how, you know, it could seem not so difficult. But when you're actually in it, it could be very difficult, and it could be a very big struggle. As you can see, the water is brown and murky. You don't know what's underneath it. You know, if you're walking through certain areas of it, you could stumble and fall and be carried away in the current pretty easily. Even though it looks calm, there's a lot of water in there, and a lot of water, even though it doesn't look like it's moving fast, is moving, and it's very difficult to navigate through. With that, you know, I was looking and I was observing, and there's two paths in life that we have here. And, you know, a shepherd and what he does for his herd, you know, it's as our brother Joel was showing us, you know, he's the keeper of the herd. And the Lord is our shepherd in our lives. And, you know, I was reflecting that to where our situation was out here. And the reason why they built this bridge was just to make it a lot more easy for them to be able to cross the river, because, you know, I was thinking about these sheep are covered in wool and they got to cross this river. And even though it's not flowing extremely fast, it's flowing. And, you know, they were losing sheep as they would bring them to market. And so they came up with this. This isn't the original bridge. This is another bridge that was built after the fact that the original, I'm sure the original bridge had became dilapidated and was no longer useful. So, you know, that was something I experienced. As, you know, it's neat to see that somebody that is looking over a flock, a herd, how much care they take and what they do and the places that they would bring them and how dangerous it can be. But at the same time, they take time and patience and they take consideration in the path and what is going to be the best way to get them to the safe place where they need to go. And let me see if the picture comes up here. You know, and as you can see, you know, this is standing from the walkway looking across. It looks really safe, and it's a good path to take. And I wanted to kind of reflect that to the scriptures. And my brother, this isn't going to count for me for my five scriptures, but I like... For my four scriptures, yes. I actually had five, and I was going to sneak one in just to be a wise guy, but I just let my cat out of the bag. Anyway, it says in Jeremiah chapter 6:16, "Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways... and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way? And walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. But they said, will we not walk therein?" And I think about that, and, you know, when we're in a place such of this nature, you know, we had some younger adults there, and we had to cross that river many times. And, you know, as you get further into your day and you are playing around and you're horsing around, you get more and more tired, and crossing this river in certain areas, it gets more and more difficult. Even though, you know, it doesn't look like it's moving fast, you're fighting against a lot of water and a lot of current, and we are starting to struggle, and it's a pretty wide path that we had to cross. And I thought about that in our lives and how, you know, as we go through life, you know, things become more and more difficult, and how it could be more and more difficult to cross those paths. But having the Lord in our lives, having Him as our shepherd, you know, how He makes those paths easier for us and how we can get across those difficult times with Him giving us that direction and that guidance. And I wanted to read in John chapter 10, verses 14 and 15. It says, "I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and know and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep." You know, and this is what I wanted to bring, is that the Lord knows each and every one of us. He knows the paths in life that we are walking down, and we know that He is the mediator for us and to our God the Father. And He's there for us to give us that path, to help us walk through life, to be able to overcome these difficult challenges that we have, the terrain that we walk through, the mountains we have to climb, the valleys we have to cross. We know that He is there for each and every one of us, and that if we look towards Him and we stand there and we see Him and we know that He is with us, that we allow our hearts for Him to work upon us, to show us and guide us in the way, He is going to do that. He is going to direct our paths. And, you know, we can make our own decisions. We have that right to choose. We have every day many choices to take. And just like in this water, you know, as we are walking through certain spots, if you go up around the bend there, away from the bridge a little bit, there was a little bit of a white rapids there, so we would all kind of walk up towards that, get in the water where the little, it's not like really rough rapids, but it's pretty rocky there, and, you know, it was just more of a challenge to be able to get into the center of that so we can kind of let the current take us down and have fun and come around and do it again. And, you know, I found it very challenging for myself because it's pretty easy to see that the water's not deep. But when you're actually in that position of walking through the water and the water's flowing across the rocks and you're trying to look and to see where to put your feet, it plays with your head. It causes a confusion within you because the water's moving and you want to go this way across the water and the water's going that way. And it's going over the rocks, and it's very noisy, and it's very confusing, and it's difficult. It's difficult to navigate your way through that. And I found that, you know, my right ankle actually took one because it slid on one of the rocks, and the last thing I wanted to do was fall and go rolling down the whitewater rapids and, you know, end up in the pool down below. But, you know, with caution and with time and with focusing on where I was putting my feet, I really made it. And I didn't have any difficulty in doing that. It was a struggle, but when I stopped and I focused and I thought about where I was going to place my feet, you know, it made things that much more easy. And then I found my way down and went through the water and came around and everything was safe and it was fun. And I wanted to relate that to our lives. It's the same way. You know, we need to stop and we need to think about where we're placing our feet and where we're walking and making sure that we're taking the right path in our life to get us to where we need to be, to where our goal is, to that safe place. Is it pleasing to the Lord? Is it going to help us in our life? Is it taking away from us? Is it going to be a stumbling block? Is it going to cause more frustrations in my life, more struggles in my life? That's what I want us to do, is really to focus and to take the time and think about the paths that we're taking in our lives and focusing on the right path. And I'm going to read in Proverbs 4, 25 through 27. It says, "Let thine eyes look right on, and let thine eyelids look straight before thee. Ponder the path of thy feet, and all thy ways shall be established. Turn not to the right hand nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil." And we all know that Satan is in our lives. He's putting stumbling blocks in front of us. He's trying to get us to fall, trying to injure us, trying to make life difficult. But really, if we have the Lord in our lives, that good shepherd, he's going to watch out for us. He's going to protect us. He's going to put those walls up around us. He's going to give us crossings and difficult times to be able to take, to be able to manage our lives and our spiritual life and our spiritual walk, so that we know that we're being taken down the right path. And I really think that it's neat how a shepherd would go through the lengths of the care that he has for his sheep and go through the lengths of bringing all the materials that it would take to be able to be there for his herd and to allow them to have a safe crossing. Even in the middle of nowhere, when we think we're all alone, there's a bridge out there for people to be able to cross and have a safe crossing. And sometimes in our lives, we feel that we're all alone. We feel that there's no one around us. And then, you know, we ask God to be in our lives. We come to that point, and then there's the bridge for us. There's the crossing. There's the safe passage. That's the Lord showing us the way. And that's what I wanted to express, is that, you know, we have to be aware of that and understand that. And the Lord wants us to know that. He wants us to grow spiritually, and we have to ask him to be in our lives and to be able to receive him for that direction, and he'll provide those paths. And we know that this path isn't wide. It's very narrow, and just like in the gospel, that's what the Lord tells us. Wide is the path that the world leads us through, but narrow is the way to eternal salvation. And it's so neat to be able to put the two together there. Wide is the path that we could take and think that we can overcome and conquer that river. But time after time after time again, we know in our lives when we go through the same struggles, how it starts wearing down on us and wearing down on us. And eventually, just like if I was to cross this river probably, I don't know, I think I crossed it 5 times yesterday. If I was to go another, probably for myself, I would say about 10 times, I would probably really, really be struggling to get across that river. And that river might even take me down and consume me. But that's the choice that I would make, is to take the safe path. Take the path that is going to bring me safely across those difficult times. And so I wanted to read again that in Proverbs chapter 3, 19:23. Not read again, but read again in Proverbs. I wanted to read a few verses there. And I think this is number 3. See, I tried to slide one by him, but it didn't work. The first one was only 2 verses. So I was like, maybe I could get by with 5. Anyways, it says in Proverbs chapter 3, verses 19 through 23, it says, "The Lord by wisdom hath founded the earth, by understanding hath he established the heavens. By his knowledge the depths are broken up, and the clouds drop down the dew. My son, let them not depart from thy eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion. So shall they be life unto thy soul and grace unto thy neck. Then shalt thou walk in thy way safely, and thy foot shall not stumble." You know, if we have the Lord in our lives, if we're praying every day, if we're seeking counsel from him, he's going to show us that. He's going to give us that direction and that we should go in, and we're going to have that safe travel through life. I'm going to read in 1 Peter This is my fifth one, I know. I'm sorry. This is the last one I'm reading. But I got a poem, too. That doesn't count as scriptures. See, I really got them. I got a poem, too. But in 1 Peter chapter 5, I'm going to read verses 1 through 7. And I'm going to read my poem. It's not my poem. It says, "The elders which are among you, I exhort, whom am also an elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind, neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being ensamples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud, and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you." And I have a prime example of this yesterday. I'm going to use my oldest son, Logan, because he was there yesterday. You know, and as the day was going on, we were jumping off these rocks, right? You can see those big rocks there. We weren't all the way at the top. You can see the little ones down there at the bottom. We started there and working our way up, and we were having a lot of fun. But it came to an end, and we had to get back across the river to get where we were going. Well, every time you jump in the water, you got to climb back up the rocks. You got to scale them, jump back in. We were doing that time, after we were running around prior to that. And my son, you know, he was at the edge of this rock right there, that little rock, and, you know, we had to swim back across the river to get to the camp, and he was saying, you know, hey, I might need some help with this, you know, because, you know, the water's pretty hard. You got to fight a current to get across. And I said, don't worry, you jump in. I'm going to instruct you as you get across. I'm going to tell you really when to start swimming so you can make it through and plow through the hard part. And then once you get past that point, the current's going to take you right to the shore, and you're going to be okay. And he was like, okay. And I was kind of hanging out in the river, and I was getting tired myself because I'm fighting the current because he's going to jump in. And I was like, you need to hurry up and go because your old man's only got so much gas left in the tank. And so, you know, he jumped in, and here he comes swimming across the river, and I'm kind of telling him to swim high so he doesn't miss where we're going to land on the other side. So he's got to swim up and across at the same time. And he's fighting and fighting and fighting, and I can see the look in his eyes. You know, hey, man, I'm starting to struggle here. And I kept encouraging him, you could do it, you can do it. You got 10 more strokes, do 10 more strokes, get across this river. And sure enough, he did it, you know, without the help of his old man, because I probably would have went down with him too. So thank goodness for that. But he did. He made it, and he did it because, you know, he listened to me, and he understood what he needed to do, you know, when I was talking to him. You know, I had that serious demeanor. You need to listen to me, and you need to focus, and you need to do this. And sure enough, he jumped in, and he got across, and he made it safely. And it was my responsibility to make sure that he did, because I am his father. And I know the Lord wants us to listen to him, because he is our father, and how he wants us to make it through these crossings and to be able to deal with these struggles that we're having in our life. And relying upon him for that, so that we can partake in that glory in which he has to give, and how we can testify of that, and how we can be an example, an ensample for him to be able to share with others, to strengthen and encourage each other, and those that are in the next generation, and in the next generation to be able to grow and to learn and to understand and to have wisdom and knowledge of those things that the Lord gives us so freely to help us in our lives. And that is all. And I really appreciated it, you know, this opportunity here. But most of all, I appreciate the time that the Lord gives me with the body of Christ, and how, you know, my role in this overall path through life has an effect on everyone that I encounter. And I encourage others to do the same thing. You know, you see people struggling. You see them in a valley. You see them trying to climb a mountain. Give them words of encouragement, especially those that have been there and done that. You know, help them through those struggles, because that's what the body of Christ is about, to look after one another and to support each other. Oh, I got a poem. Thank you, Chris. Oh, you almost got away with one. Okay, this is called The Bridge Builder. And I've read this a long time ago, and I found this poem again. It's by Will Allen Drumgoole. And it says, "An old man going a lone highway came at the evening cold and gray to a chasm vast and deep and wide through which was flowing a sullen tide. The old man crossed in the twilight dim. The sullen stream had no fear for him." Oh, that's my brother. Hey, now I'm starting over. No, I'll continue. But it says, "But he turned when safe on the other side and built a bridge to span the tide. Old man," said a fellow pilgrim near, "you are wasting your strength with building here. Your journey will end with the ending day. You never again will pass this way. You've crossed the chasm deep and wide. Why build this bridge at evening tide?" The builder lifted his old gray head. "Good friend, in the path I have come," he said, "there followed after me today a youth whose feet must pass this way. This chasm has been as naught to me, to that fair-haired youth may a pitfall be. He too must cross in the twilight dim. Good friend, I am building this bridge for him." I thank you for your time, and God bless each and every one of you.